This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
So, what are we doing next, Macca?
I don't know. No, I do know. We're going to be speaking with Fiona Cormack, Victoria's Victims of Crime Commissioner. And it's important for people to understand, you know, this is an important role. This is an advocate, you know, and I wouldn't say necessarily ombudsman, but an advocate and someone who represents the victims of crime. Who in the past, in a lot of countries, not just Victoria, not just Australia, the actual victims of crime have been forgotten.
I think we've got Fiona McCormack on the line, Mac.
I have.
Why don't we ask Fiona to explain to us directly what she does?
What a unique concept has.
Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the airwaves this morning, Fiona. I don't think we've ever met before, but I'm really, really excited about this conversation with you this morning.
Oh, look, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners this morning. I really need your help in getting the message out about what I'm working on at the moment. So I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you.
Fantastic. Let's go back to the very start, though. Talk to us a bit about what does the Commissioner for Victims of Crime do? What's your role? What's your brief?
Oh, look, I'm really glad you asked because I had no idea when I came into the role what the Victims of Crime Commission do. I had to look it up.
How can you apply for a role if you didn't know what it was doing?
You know, one of those things. But I think most people, you know, have no idea. I think maybe lots of people assume I'm part of government or I'm part of the justice system or, you know, part of victim services. But actually it's a position that was set up to be independent. So there's a piece of legislation that informs the role that ensures that it is independent. So essentially, if you think of it like a watchdog, because people can also contact me thinking that I deliver the financial assistance, you know, for people who have been victims of crime or legal advice, things like that. But actually, my job is to sit outside the system and to monitor how is it treating people who are victims of crime, particularly against what they're entitled to under the Victims Charter, and then advocate to government and to justice agencies about how the response can be improved.
So when you say you're independent, are you really independent? Are you independent? I mean, or are you actually in some ways an arm of government?
No, it's actually really independent. In the second reading speech when they introduced the legislation, it was very clearly put that it should not be, that it should be independent from government and it should be free from, you know, any government department because that's really important that there is a voice speaking without any kind of hindrance. Speaking up for people who are victims of crime about exactly what it's like for them.
Okay.
And so.
Do you think this, you know, this role came about, if I can perhaps say this and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the victims of crime didn't feel that they were being heard or that their, you know, things like victim statements and such things, but, you know, perhaps they weren't being heard. You know, so your role is really important, isn't it, to provide an independent perspective and report on how crime impacts victims.
That's it. That's exactly right. I think, you know, I speak with lots of people who are victims of crime and, you know, I hear horrific stories. I mean, going to court or going to police, you know, if something's happened to you, you're just going about the course of your life and some horrific thing happens to you that turns your life upside down. You know, the carpet's taken or the rug's underneath your feet, you know, taken from underneath your feet. It's never going to be a pleasant experience, but I think we've got quite a way to go. There's lots of really great people who are really trying, working hard to improve the response, but I think we've got a long way to go.
Do you think that, you know, when you're hearing from victims and, you know, the inquiry that you're running, you know, that you're running at the moment about victims' experiences, what have you heard so far? And also, how can listeners, you know, if people want to, you know, be part of or make submissions to this inquiry, how do they do that? But can you tell us first, what are the sort of things you're hearing?
Well, also tell us about this inquiry. What's this inquiry about, Fiona?
Yeah. So look, there's different things I have powers to do under the legislation. So, you know, one function I'm responsible for is meeting with people who are victims of crime, learning about the gaps that exist for them. I can take complaints if people believe that what they're entitled to under the victim's charter hasn't been delivered to them, if they've already complained and they're still unhappy. My job is to monitor and report to the Attorney General, who's responsible for tabling a report every year about how agencies are treating people who are victims of crime. But I can also undertake systemic inquiries, and that means that if I can take a closer look at issues that might be affecting a lot of groups of people. I can't get involved in individual cases. You know, I don't have a legal background, I don't have a legal team. But it's more about advocating on how the system can be improved. So this systemic inquiry is about, okay, victims are entitled under the Victims Charter to be treated with respect, dignity, courtesy. They're entitled to be given information at certain points. They're entitled to have their views sought about different things at different points. To what extent is that happening for people who are victims of crime? And I'm conscious that there may be people who have such little faith or for a range of reasons might not even report in the first place. And I'm keen to hear from them in the first place. So
I was just going to ask you to extend that a bit further. How does this specifically relate to our communities, the LGBTIQ plus communities, and which is why I think you're keen to have a conversation with us this morning. So can you explore that a bit more? Are there any specific issues that are different or relevant to our community?
Absolutely. So I know that when I talk about people who are victims of crime, there are certain groups who will face additional challenges in reporting or in navigating the justice system. I know that there are particular groups in our community who will be targeted as victims of crime. So I know LGBTIQ people are part of this. They experience high rates of abuse and violence. And yet, so there was some research undertaken by La Trobe University this year. They surveyed 1,500 people from the LGBTIQ people from about their health and wellbeing. Of those, 32% had experienced verbal abuse. 2% had experienced harassment. 21% had received written threats of abuse.
Wow.
And 14% had experienced threats of physical violence. 10% had experienced sexual assault. So, and yet, I know that they're very unlikely to report. So, you know, I think the Victorian Pride lobby did a survey recently, and 4 out of 5 respondents said that they didn't trust the police. They're much less likely to report, which, as I said, is a reason why they can often be targeted, because people who choose to be abusive, choose to perpetrate violence, tend to target people that they know are less likely to report, less likely to get justice in the end. And I know, you know, people from this community, you know, they may fear being outed or that they won't be taken seriously or that it's going to exacerbate the behaviour. You know, range of reasons. But I'm really keen. I know when I say I'm the Victims of Crime Commissioner and I want to hear from people in the community, I know there'll be people out there thinking, yeah, but did she really mean me? And I guess my message today is, yes, I'm really, really keen that this inquiry...
That's really encouraging. That's great to hear, Fiona. I suppose my next question to you is, what do you then do with this information? How does that translate into a change of practice or a change of policy settings?
Yeah, thanks. Look, I don't have, because I'm not part of government or the justice system, I don't have decision-making power. I can't promise that the system will automatically change. But what I do is I deliver a report. I'm going to communicate that. This is a survey that I want to, even though I won't be undertaking this particular systemic inquiry all the time about victims' experiences under the Victims Charter, but I will be undertaking this survey every few years just to kind of, you know, check the temperature, a bit of a litmus test. Is the experience of victims being improved? And I want to communicate that. I'll talk about that in the media. I'll go talk about that with government. I'll speak with justice agencies. I'll use it to advocate and for others to advocate on behalf of people who are victims of crime, all people who are victims of crime, to improve the justice system. And when I make submissions to government or to inquiries, you know, that are being undertaken, I use this information, I use this as my data to make sure that people, you know, Aboriginal people, LGBTIQ people, people with disabilities, etc., they're not just tacked on to what I'm advocating about. They're central. Because I think if we get the system right for those who face these particular challenges, these barriers, then the system will work much better.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure.
Oh, that was a technical error. Just apologise.
Just in case you didn't. Just in case you
didn't.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know, Fiona.
Fiona, we are almost out of time, and I think that was our panelists trying to sort of quietly let us know or preparing to let us know to move on. Any of our listeners want to participate in this survey, how can they do that? And finally, if anybody wishes to contact your office because they have an issue to explore with you or they want to forward a complaint, how do they do that?
Yeah, sure. So look, the place to go is my website. So it's victimsofcrimecommissioner.vic.gov.au, and I know that sounds like I'm part of government. I can't get rid of that website address. I don't know why, but I'm working on it. So victimsofcrimecommissioner.vic.gov.au. There are surveys. There's a range of different surveys. There's one for a plain English one. There's one in a range of different languages.
There's one in plain English?
People.
Why isn't everything in plain English? Hello?
How can we have a government website in plain English? Come on.
That's why I do it. So just for people who might have cognitive challenges or things like that. But I tend to use those things anyway. Maybe that says something about me. But I like the plain English. I absolutely hear what you're saying. So
everything should be in plain English.
Absolutely. So, look, there's surveys there. And if I could ask your listeners, if they could, you know, share this amongst their friends, encourage others to participate in the survey. It's completely confidential. You can complete as much or as little as you want, or you can ring the lovely people on our telephone line, and I can provide the number to you when I'm off, because I just can't see it in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So give us the website address again.
Yeah, it's Victims of Crime Commissioner, all one word, .vic.gov.au.
Beautiful. Right. Fiona, thank you very much for your time this morning. Sounds like great work, sounds like very important work, and we look very forward to having you back in the studio sometime next year once you've got the results to talk to us about what
Anytime.
This means for our community in particular.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
You Enjoy both. The rest of your day and best wishes for the coming season and, of course, the new year.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.